Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Yoruba Proverbs podcast. I'm your host, Bidemi Olomide. Ekaabo sori abala karun eto owe Yoruba. Oruko mi ni Bidemi Olomide. On this episode, I'll be analyzing 5 Yoruba proverbs that describe concepts such as knowing your limits, behaving well in public, and safety at home. So according to Yoruba tradition, a young person quoting proverbs in the presence of adults must do so humbly and respectfully. Therefore, in line with tradition, I humbly crave the indulgence of my parents and elders before going ahead with this episode. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. So the first proverb I have here is Akile ikekute ileni kafowose. So you don't chase a mouse in your house and then break your hand. So that basically means we should be safe from hazards in one's own home. So if you have a rat infestation in your house and you're looking for ways to trap them, catch them, and put them outside or something, you don't do that and then break your hand. So the second proverb I have here is Aki mo igbo funra eni kasunkun. One does not treat one's own sore and yet cry from the pain. Aki mo igbo funra eni kasunkun. So basically it means you should know your own pain threshold. So when you have an injury and you're trying to treat the injury, you don't cry from the pain of treating your own injury. So that could happen if you go to a doctor or a hospital and someone else is treating your wounds. We see that a lot with kids. But if you're the one treating your own injury yourself, that shouldn't make you cry. Aki mo igbo funra eni kasunkun. One does not treat one's own wounds and yet cry from the pain. So the third proverb I have is Aki mo onogba ju ologba lo eni muniwa lanteli. So one does not presume to know the way to or the way around a garden better than the owner of the garden. And we always follow the person who brings us somewhere. So Aki mo onogba ju ologba lo eni muniwa lanteli. One does not presume to know the way to or the way around a garden better than the owner of the garden. We always follow the person who brings us. So never presume to have a better knowledge of a matter than the person most involved in that matter. So it's possible to have some kind of similar experience or prior experience, but everyone's interpretation of an incident is unique to them. So we shouldn't presume to know that matter more than the person most involved. In other words, it's always good to listen to others whenever they are describing something to us or describing a process or how they are feeling about something. The fourth proverb I have here is Aki mu kolono kashe mele taja teron nimbuni. So one does not farm a plot of land that is by the roadside and then neglect the care of that plot of land. Every dog and goat would ridicule you. Aki mu kolono kashe mele taja teron nimbuni. So this basically means do not expose yourself to insults by behaving badly in public. So this goes into a Yoruba tradition of people owning farms and then taking care of the farm. The way you take care of your farm says a lot about you, about your family, about how you were brought up, about your work ethic. It says so many things about you. So if you have a farm that is in a very open place that everybody passes by your farm to the market, back from the market, basically saying you have a farm that everybody sees, then you should make sure you take care of that farm because everybody would see it and then make judgment about you. And like this proverb says, Taja teronim buni. So that's a figure of speech saying every dog and goat, not just everybody. So everybody, including dogs and goats that pass by your farm would ridicule you. So this is a very deep proverb. Aki mo kolono kashemele taja teronim buni. One does not farm a plot of land that is by the roadside and neglect its care. Every dog and goat would ridicule you. And the last proverb I have for this episode is Aki ni agbara kekere se ekeji. This means one does not offer to be a combatant second in command if you have negligible strength. So again, another big thing in Yoruba culture is warriors and soldiers. that go to war. And these are people who are highly respected in society. They are highly people of great strength. So if you want to offer or volunteer to be in an army, and you want to be the second in command to the warrior, basically, you have to have considerable strength, if not more than the main combatant. So, Aki ni agbara kekere se ekeji. One does not offer to be a combatant second in command if you have negligible strength. So basically meaning, do not attempt more than you have the power to accomplish. So if you want to accomplish being the second in command to a warrior, then you have to have the power that matches that position. So never attempt more than you have the power to accomplish. So that's all I have for this episode 5 of the Yoruba Proverbs podcast. Thanks for listening. The Yoruba Proverbs podcast is produced by Sunshine Media in association with Alowole Productions. Audio engineering and graphic design by Bidemi Ologunde. Senior producer, Bidemi Ologunde. Executive producers, Olufolani Ologunde and Tobiloba Ologunde. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Yoruba Proverbs podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please share the show with anyone that you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bidemi@bidemiologunde.com. Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if you find it valuable and your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.